Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fam, all balls now.
Coming up now on Radio Ball, we have the much-loved interview programme. Is it a job? Is it really? Featuring a fantastic guest this week. Let's hear it.
It's the same old story. London media company gets brave new exec, completely changes the face of modern advertising. This week on Is That a Job? We're talking to Jim Panzi, one of the leading experts in Simian advertising. Jim, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Jim, I mean, that is your name, isn't it, Jim? Jim, you are aware your name is Jim Panzi.
Jim Panzi.
Chimpanzee.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's very funny indeed.
I'm not a pansy.
No. I'm more focusing on the monkey aspect. We'll move on.
I work with monkeys.
Right. Now, I mean, what exactly do you do? Can you tell us about your latest fantastic advert, Monkey and Me?
Monkey and Me was an idea that I had back in 99, but never made it to screen. It was all about boy meets monk, right? Boy and monk,
I see,
form an unlikely bond.
Sure.
Some people question whether man and ape can ever truly interact, but this advert shows they can.
I did receive a record number of complaints from Ofcom and the British Advertising Agency. Do you know why? Why is that?
Aye, because there is a scene where the monkey gets hold of a hammer, and he just goes mental on this boy's teeth.
Right, and what were you trying to portray there, Jim Panzi?
It's meant to be a message in how society has changed. We're no longer happy, like in Glasgow, apparently. But instead, we're just hammering each other's teeth. And that's what Monkey and Me was a real step forward for the industry, because at the end of the day, people aren't going to buy licorice unless you really show them how man and chimp can be man-chimp.
Jim, that's absolutely insane, but I'm going to carry on. Who's your favourite simian partner you've worked with in the biz?
Probably Jolly Jeff.
And why is that?
Because he's class. Top chimp. He's top chimp. He's all the things a chimp should be. He's got style. He's got class. He's got the other thing. Check out his ass.
And Jim, and you're here because I believe that your new advert has already been nominated for the Palme d'Or for the Turner Prize. I mean, it's a tour de force. Where on earth did you get the idea for Monkey? Monkey likes it too.
Well, I was working as a runner on King Kong, and I saw this big fucking monkey, and he was majestic. He was like a stork or a crane.
But a monkey.
But a chimp, exactly.
Right.
Giant chimp.
That's quite confusing.
You seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's
no.
Class. Oh, you should watch it.
But tell us about your advert there, Jim.
My advert is everything it should be.
And how does it... Great. I mean, that's part of
the course. Taken a bath? Like a big bath.
Right.
But
where...
Chimp.
Jim, where did you get the idea?
Got
because
the idea.
This is another allegation.
Have you seen that?
Isn't it, Jim? Hey,
have you seen
Let's drop the pretense, Jim. Why did you steal that idea?
Didn't he steal it? I legitimately raised Jolly Jeff from a ape to a man.
I was going to say egg.
Stop you giggling. I'm trying to be serious. I took that chimp egg. And I sat on it, I kept it warm. And then one day, it hatched.
That's not where the advert came from, though, is it, Jim?
That's where the egg bet came from.
I'm aware how monkeys are born. We're not all stupid, Jim, but...
They're like platter pie. Or platypuses. Platypus. I'm Jim Pansy, and you're listening to Radio Ball.
Jim, for Christ's sakes, did you or did you not steal the idea for that advert? And that poor chimp had to ride on your deceit.
Then it was an element of inspiration.
Right.
Came from these two wee lads living in Bethnal Green, London. I'd go down there every week for my synchronised swimming lessons. And along the way, I heard this open window in a tower block. Two lads talking, recording, making podcasts, I assume. And they're talking about this monkey. Monkey likes it too, right? And this monkey goes in all the adverts. They put him in Kit Kat. They put him in Duvet. They give him a hammer, I think. And the products fly off the shelves. That's their point. And didn't they steal it?
But did you feel cheated? You feel like they got there before you?
I felt sexy. And a bit hot under the collar.
Are you trying to say that you were sexually attracted to the situation?
I was sexually attracted.
Did you have sex with a monkey?
Didn't they have sex with a monkey? Monkey had sex with me.
Thank you, Jim.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll go. We're going to leave that well alone now.
You got any jobs going?
No, not for you.
I'll be back.
So there we have it, King Kong, Dunstan, and now two elusive gentlemen talking about monkeys in adverts. Where will it go next? You heard it here first on Radio Ball. Balls to you, balls to the wall. And now, the weather.